That'll be on you. I'm not. I'm done talking right now.
Find that hard to believe.
Feel this like is the last thing I'm going to say right now.
Really? Oh, this is going to be an award-winning show.
Okay, I'll just do a laugh track.
Hello and welcome to episode 285 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me as always is...
Adam.
Keeping it short. Okay,
yeah,
Adam.
Yeah, we're trying to be brief.
Well, we don't have to rush. We just have to talk about less stuff.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll start with where I'm from.
Vancouver.
You know, we're going to talk about it less.
Yeah. Starting now. Okay, yeah, yeah. No, okay. No, I get you.
Okay, all right.
I feel like we should have put an... Oh, wow. My son's ringing his bike bell outside.
Great.
In case you can't hear that. That wasn't the "Hey, we're done" bell.
Right.
We got 5 more minutes before that happens.
Okay.
Amazon. Before we get into what's going on, Amazon.
Yeah?
Click through our site. People are doing it.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Did you buy anything? You know what I like about this is that it doesn't cost you anything. If you click through, it's the same experience.
Right. I was going to do it anyways.
Yeah. You're going to buy something. Just go ahead, click through our site first.
Right.
And we get a little bit of that, and that helps keep the show going. I bought something today.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to be a great story too.
What'd you buy?
Hard drive cable.
Great.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
No, it's actually been having trouble with the laptop. Bought the new used MacBook Pro last November, back when I was in Vancouver.
Yeah, I remember.
And I wanted to, you know, make something a little faster, blah, blah, blah. Bought the SSD, the solid-state drive for it, so it's just going to be I was told, like, get your helmets on, because this thing is going to fly.
Okay.
And, you know, it runs the El Capitan just fine, and everything's going along fine.
Right.
But it, for the last little while, especially even back then, it would hang. I'd get the little beach ball.
Oh, that's not fun.
Yeah, and it would be anywhere from 2 seconds to, you know, maybe sometimes 30 seconds. But more often than not, like 2 to 5 seconds.
Okay.
But getting more and more frequent, and it was really annoying. Like, the computer was unusable.
Oh, no.
And so I was like, wow. And then it would just go away. It'll be fine. And so I've been trying to track this down. Like, what's the issue here? Is it the fact that I better close my window because now my son's playing directly outside? Hang on. There you go. No, so what was the issue? Was it the operating system? Well, like, you know, and so I go through, and there's a whole bunch of little hacks that you can do to speed up El Capitan, things you can turn off. I did all that. Really troubleshot the whole thing. Still happening.
Uh-oh.
So it was yesterday where I stumbled across the, hey, this is a known issue on these. It's a hard drive. The internal hard drive cable is shoddy.
Okay.
And so, picked one up on Amazon, about $20. Hopefully that's the issue.
Okay, all right. Keep us posted.
Yeah, so it arrives tomorrow. Hopefully it'll get up and running, because I kind of need it. It gets in the way of productivity.
Okay.
Amazon. And you? Oh, and I also bought coconut oil, but that has nothing to do with this.
Okay. Well, that was on Amazon. Maybe that would have been a more interesting story.
At least a tie. Yeah. Probably.
Do you oil up some coconuts after?
Yeah. That's exactly. My coconuts are all rusty. So you wanna sort that out.
Yeah, yeah.
What's going on, Adam?
I don't know. End of school year.
Yes. So, is it?
School's winding down for us down here. Maybe 2 more weeks.
Is it that? Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, that's right. It. Okay.
Yeah, end of June, and then leading into Canada Day. So that's what's on the horizon these days. And summer vacation, all of that good stuff. Not all of a sudden, you know, not super warm here, so it's been definitely cool. So we've lost our... We had summer in May, and now we're having spring in June, so...
Oh, we had our summer in 2015, and so far... No, I was going to get to that later, but wow, is it not summer here.
Yeah.
It is absolutely... Like, it is... I don't want to one-up you, because I saw that it snowed at Grouse Mountain yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't see that, but I believe it.
Yeah, that's... Which is... I mean, it is called Mountain, but it's not... You don't normally get snow in June. Like that's the mountain you hike up in the summer.
Yeah.
You do the Grouse Grind. Now I've hiked through the snow, like in years that they've had tons of snow, you know, there's been stuff remaining that you have to hike through until July.
Right.
But I've never been a part of the new snow in June, especially mid June. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's not something that I've experienced either.
Right, so it's been brutal here, like just nonstop rain. Like we're still playing baseball, but like for instance, last week we had a game in a place called Heidenheim, and our 1 o'clock game ended up starting around 3 o'clock because it just rained so hard, and they we had to wait, rain delay, and then finally clouds clear. And they managed to work on the field, and we get the game started. I mean, it was crazy. We just beat it out before, the thunderstorms came back in.
Mm.
Every week, got a game tomorrow in Mannheim, and going to be the same thing. Same thing, which is fine when you're a young guy.
Right.
But when you're an old guy, and you get all warmed up, ready to play, and then you just sit in the rain for 2 hours, like in the dugout, it knocks it out of you. Tough to get going again.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a heads up for all the old guys.
Yeah.
Going to go play.
See, so. Sounds like a Bengay commercial.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like right out of the rain, and you've got like just heavy doses of ointment on elbows and knees and hips, and like got the young bucks in the dugout sort of helping the old guy out. Get him out there. Come on, get out there, Al.
Prop him up.
Yeah, go get him, Tiger.
I'm gonna flip the script on you. It's actually the reverse. I don't use any of the ointments and whatnot. I'm not a fan. The young guys all like to use the Tiger Balm though. I don't know why.
Okay, all right.
Not sure why, but sure. Some of the young guys like the Tiger Balm. No, it was great because game two we played doubleheader, and so game two I was gonna DH. Like I haven't DH'd this year. I like to play.
Yeah,
but it was just kind of getting there. It was getting late, and I said, hey, say to the coach, listen. Yeah, I wouldn't mind DH in game two instead of playing first base. And so, yeah, no problem. First batter of the game hits a line drive off our pitcher's pitching elbow, and he's out. Has to go to the hospital.
Oh, no.
So that means I'm in the game. So now I have to go play first base.
Oh, yeah. So that was short-lived rest.
Short-lived. One batter, DH. That was it. Then had to get in the game. So anyways, that's been the weather here.
Great.
Now, you wouldn't know it from the babbling we've done, but we're going to try to keep the show short this week and next week.
Yeah, the short is actually three quarters over.
Yeah, well, it's just scheduling issues. I got a job I got to go to next week, so I'll be gone, but I'll talk about that next week on next week's show.
Okay.
And that's why we're keeping it short. Did you shoot anything interesting?
No.
Didn't shoot any baseball stuff?
Is that interesting?
It is to me, because I want to know if you just keep shooting the same old thing, or maybe you're kind of, adapting, maybe shooting different angles, different times, different anything.
I haven't been bringing the camera to baseball at all, but I needed a photo for our photo challenge. Uh-huh. So I don't have one for this week for baseball, but I did shoot one because we're going to do two podcast recordings in a row. Right. So I shot one for next week's episode last night because I needed a longest we'll get into that after to remove the veil of mystery from the podcast. We'll get into that later, but no, I did take it to the ballpark. I only took about five photos, and just my kid being a complete monkey, and okay. And I took a photo of him, but I didn't do anything interesting from a baseball
perspective per se.
Which is hard to do because you're still the coach, right?
Yeah, I'm one of the coaches, and I'm wrangling, you know, 7-year-olds for the bulk of my time out there. So yeah, and we go out into the field with our gloves and we play catch with the kids and stuff. So yeah, I took the camera out during one inning and just, yeah, it was a complete waste of time. Yeah, because the other thing is too is like I'm trying not to include, you know, players from the other team, and like I'm trying to be respectful in the fact that I don't want to post pictures of other people's kids without their consent on the web, and so
right.
I'm trying to do it in a way that I'm only going to include, you know, my kid, or I'm only going to include my kid and the back of another kid so that they're unrecognizable or something like that. Yeah. So it does get a little bit tricky, but or someone else on my son's team who I could easily get permission from. So it's a whole bunch of that. So it makes it difficult, and it takes kind of the fun out of it when you're operating in those circumstances.
But if you just want to have, you know, photos that are printed at home, you don't.
Yeah,
have to
then I don't care. Then I don't care if I'm just gonna for myself. But for the most part, I pretty much got that covered for right now and for this season. So I don't really. Like, if I saw the absolute greatest moment occurring, then I might try to shoot it. But, you know, last night, it really wasn't that night. It wasn't a really pretty night or anything. It was cloudy and blah, blah, blah. So, so there answers your question of, no, I didn't shoot anything interesting from baseball.
Well, for me, photo ops have been few and far between. It's really... With the weather, not only is it been miserable, it's been cold, and so your kids, you know, my kids aren't wearing the summer clothes that you'd kind of associate, and so it's like I don't really want to get gray pictures of them in their rain jackets,
right?
You know, it's just kind of eh. But we did have the other day, a few days ago, we had a massive hailstorm, like just out of nowhere, it just came out and thunder, lightning, and it just like a wave. Just wash through here, and then massive rain, and then it blew over, and then in a short amount of time, and then all of a sudden, bam! The sun kind of shone through the clouds, like a hole in the clouds.
Right.
And so we had amazing light, and so I hustled the kids outside. Hey guys, play around a little bit here, so I can take some, you know, beautiful light pictures. That's what I want to do. So they enjoyed seeing the clouds though, so it kind of it was a push, but that was about it. Really, nothing else. So,
okay,
let's move on to
we're super interesting when it comes to photography this week. Yeah,
it's yeah.
Father's Day, though. What do you guys celebrate Father's Day in Germany? Like, is that a thing in Germany? Because that's this weekend. By the time this airs, this will be airing a day after Father's Day. So, just from a photography standpoint, I think. Everybody out there listening who's a dad, you know, take this opportunity. This is my tip of the week. Take this opportunity to guilt your family into complying for a family portrait.
Not a bad idea. I completely forgot that it was Father's Day. They do Father's Day here, but it's like, you know, early in May.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone kind of goes on a big hike. And like all the guys just fill their wagon full of beer and hike across the countryside and eat pepperoni. They don't call it pepperoni here, but it's pepperoni.
So the objective is to get as far from your family as possible.
Yeah.
This is all the dads in the neighborhood just ditching their family for a dad time away.
That's the thing. It's not even dads anymore. Like everybody, like all the kids, and now even young girls are doing it, and everyone's kind of going. So it's become a weird twist on Father's Day.
So it's Wagon Day.
I guess that's what it should be called. It should be called Drunken Wandering Day.
Oh, okay.
We did all the families. We went out with the families and hiked up a church kind of not too far from our house. So there's a church on a hill and hiked up there. And I think we talked about it on the show. And so that was about, 5-6 weeks ago or something like that. But no, maybe I'll have to see about Father's Day dinner.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the memory maker photo each year. You sort of take that photo, and for me, I'd like to have a photo of just me with the kids for Father's Day. My dad happens to be here this weekend as well, so you know I wouldn't mind getting one with, you know, me and my dad, or me and my dad and the kids, kind of like that. You know, just kind of a very straightforward just picture of us with dads, and it doesn't have to be anything fancy or lit or anything, just a photo, right? Like I like to have just tuck that one away. Some at some point, I will enjoy looking back at it.
Well, you have to do one of you and your dad and your son, the three generations of man.
Yeah, we've done that. Yeah, we've done that photo as well. But it doesn't matter to me if it's just the three guys or if it's mm-hmm. you know me and the kids. I like that one, just me and the kids, because my kids. And then I like just me and my dad as well. So just a few different options.
Awesome.
Yeah. So there you go. Father's Day. Use it also to maybe bribe your spouses to buy you camera gear on Amazon. You know, like Father's Day gift. You got to think about it. I mean, not that everyone does a gift thing. And often for a lot of people, it's just getting together with family. But, you know, some people do the gift thing. And yeah, there you go. Take advantage of a lens or possibly a flash or something that maybe you're looking out for. You just need an excuse to buy.
I'd probably consider the Yong Nuo 50 mil.
You know what I just noticed too, now that we haven't talked much about gear, I agree with you wholeheartedly that Yong Nuo lens looks super good and super cheap and gets good reviews. The lens I came across, because a friend of mine was, you know, buying, wanted to get something for her husband, and it was asked, because he's into cameras, he's listening to the podcast, what should she get? He's kit lens with, you know, just a crop sensor camera body and Canon, and I was looking at it. And then the other one that I didn't know existed that popped up now, which I don't know anything about, is the 50 millimeter Canon makes, that's the 1.8, but it's an STM lens. So okay. Yeah, I just don't know. I thought, oh, maybe that's something worth considering. I would imagine for video.
What's STM?
Something stop. I don't know what the T is. Motor. Like it's a motorized lens that I think is more for video. So I think it's
for like autofocus or something.
Yeah, like I think it does much faster focusing, and I think it does better autofocusing for video. And I thought, you know, for the friend that I knew, I thought, oh, maybe you want to look into that, because they're going to be outside where they're going to be able to back up as much as they want. They're going to go for a big cross Canada summer vacation. I thought, oh, he's going to want to take video. Maybe this STM lens is worth looking into, but I don't know anything about it. Just that I saw it and I thought, oh, hey, and it wasn't much more. I think the regular 50 millimeter 1.8 lens in Canada anyways goes for anywhere between $100 and $130. It's always in that range. And mm-hmm. this one was like $179. And I thought, oh, for the mild price bump, I wonder how much better it is as far as focusing for video. And because he's going to mostly, you know, just be outside and have plenty of room, I thought, yeah, this might be a lens to use for video outside.
I'll have to check that out. I'm not familiar
with
that lens.
They had a 40 mil that came out a couple years ago that mm-hmm. I think people had sort of mixed reviews on. And it was fine for video. I don't think it was very good for pictures. And so now I think they're trying to sort of make the 50 mil version that they had, and now just make it better for video. I think that was the idea.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. I'll
gear part done. Buy things for Father's Day, and then if you do, buy them on Amazon.
Photo challenge.
Okay.
This was inspired last week. I thought for sure we'd get some summer weather. We didn't. So I said, hey, let's do summer, but in black and white. That really is challenging, as we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Double challenging when it's winter.
Right.
So here we are. Let's have a look at yours now.
Yeah. Mine also, I mean, the clothing doesn't give it away that it's summer, but again, was not. This was a backyard barbecue at mm-hmm. a friend's place, and I saw the opportunity to, like, okay, well, I'm not going to get the clothing right, but I'll get some summery food. So I thought watermelon to me is one of those things that kids eat in the summertime. And mm-hmm. so I thought, okay, this will be interesting, because you always picture the bright red watermelon as far as, you know, it really shows up well in pictures. And so I thought, okay, well, this will be something interesting. I'm going to do that same shot with black and white. And I had a friend's child who has just beautiful features and just beautiful big blue eyes. And I thought, oh, this will be really nice. And because she's so striking, it'll be nice in black and white. And I just snapped a photo of her with the watermelon, and that's it. And the watermelon to me is my hint of summer, even though she's wearing a long shirt.
No, it looks good. I mean, that's kind of what I was going for, was, hey, you know, what's what I'm just going to repeat what you just said. no point in doing that. But no, it looks really good. There's some weird stuff going on around the outside of the picture. What? Tell us what's going on there.
It's just basically siding on, I think, their house and a sliding glass door, and then they have a trampoline in the backyard. So there's a busy backyard. So I basically just, you know, shot it so that I could. This is the 85 mil, and shot with just a narrow depth of field so that I could just get rid of all the distractions. And there's this is actually because black and white ended up being better for this than color, because there's some really brightly colored objects in the background, and so playing with the different sliders, I was able to kind of make them less distinct. So even though everything's out of focus, the trampoline is camera right, and then the house is camera left. And
it's kind of got like a weird kind of, I don't know, pixelation kind of.
Oh yeah, no, I agree, and I'm not exact. I think because there's mesh around the trampoline.
Okay.
Yeah. So the left side of the screen where the house is, it looks different than the right. But yeah, you're right. Even on the image itself, there's a little bit of a weird kind of grain to it. And it was a little bit dark. It wasn't that dark. So, you know, this is heading into evening. So I agree with you. I don't know exactly about the grain.
Mm-hmm. Still a good shot though. Looks good. Like there's also a little bit of artifacting going on her left side in her hair.
Yeah, and even on her face too.
Which might come. That might come from maybe you pushed one of the colors too far. I don't know. Like how you post process this.
Yeah, I did tinker around it again. This was post production, because this was a color shot that I gave to the parents, and then again last night. Right at deadline, I was playing around with the colors to try to again draw out the background distractions. So I think that's probably what created some of the artifacts, just because of how much I was playing around with the sliders.
Could be.
So there you go.
All right, still a good photo though. Bet you it looks great in color.
It does look good in color. Yeah.
Yeah. So I also had something grand in mind. I thought we'd be at the pool and like it's, you know, it's an amazing spot, you know, at the outdoor swimming pool that we go to. Really wide open, a lot of opportunity. My son loves the big slide, likes to go down by himself, head first, no less. And so I had all these things in mind about, oh, this is going to be great. And then, like I said 100 times already, the weather hit. So, and then about 2 hours ago, just before we started recording the show, the sun poked out for a minute. And so it was like, grab the kids outside, let's go put some sunglasses on, we're gonna make the best of this. So that explains why my daughter is wearing actual summer clothes, which was not normal all week. And she wore the sunglasses and agreed to pose for daddy for 14 to 15 seconds. and this is what we came up with. So I wanted some nice hard sunlight to give us that black and white effect, to like get really the really high contrast sort of pop to it. Actually, I still had the polarizer on the 30 mil lens, and so that's on there. So that might have contributed to the background, the leaves being a little bit darker than they normally would have. Other than that, that's it.
Okay. It's okay. It's fine. Yeah.
It's not my son going down the slide head first, is it?
No, it's fine. It's cute. I like the light on her hair. I don't love the light on her face, but I do like the way it sort of glows on her hair. Mm-hmm. I like her expression. I don't love the shadowing on her face and that. So,
yeah,
it's what you get. It's what you get. Yeah,
it is what it is. I mean, that's what summer is, especially summer at, you know, this was taken at 3:00 or 3:30 or something like that.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
That's right. Yeah. Don't go out trying to make your best photos at that time of day.
No, but you will get good snapshots.
Yeah.
As long as you don't have Adam criticizing your face.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Just don't. Well, don't look at it too closely. Like I said, when you just look at it and you're like, yeah, that's a cute photo. The end. But don't critique it, and you'll be fine.
Yes. Done. Moving on. All right. Topic this week is go with it. So this was inspired by a listener question and an email that we got from Jason in Wisconsin. and he wanted to talk about photographing kids. But I'm pretty sure we've talked about we've talked specifically about photographing kids, have we?
Oh
not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
over and over again.
Well, over and over again, that's for sure. But
specifically
in terms of,
as a topic, you mean?
Yeah, I don't remember. So I said, well, I don't want to talk necessarily. I don't want to answer his question specifically about the kids. I did in an email. But for here, so let's read the email first. So it says, Hosers, thank you for making the show each week. I look forward to listening every Monday. I like to hear that.
You just actually added that part.
No. You can go back and read it. It's in there.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the fact that people actually listen, like, because we, you know, ever since we started releasing it on Mondays specifically, which wasn't too long after we started.
Yeah.
Like, remember back in the day, we just basically released it about 15 hours after we recorded it, whatever day that happened to be.
Right.
And then I quickly realized that maybe it should be scheduled, like a real professional.
Right.
So we went with Monday. And so ever since then, so I do very much appreciate the fact that people look forward to when it comes out. That's kind of a nice thing for us to hear. Anyway, so you talked about photographing children without staging. So we did talk about it. Do you have any tips for getting a child to cooperate when you're trying to stage a shot? I have a 4-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. I took the attached picture, which I'm not going to show, of my son at a local waterfowl reserve. I went there about an hour before sunset, found a log with a decent background behind it. When I sat my son down on the log to take the picture, he wouldn't have any of it. I have so many pictures of my daughter looking everywhere except at the camera. If she does look at the camera, she tries to force a smile, and it looks ridiculous. I thought you might have mentioned some tricks when photographing children in previous shows, but I don't remember them. If you have some time during your show to share any information you've learned about getting your children to cooperate while taking photos, it would help me greatly. Now, perhaps we will revisit this, but for today, that's regards, Jason from Wisconsin. For today, did you see the photo in question?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, so did I. That's what I said. I told him in my email response, I said, you're going to like this photo someday.
Yeah, for those who haven't seen the photo, which is everyone else in the world, maybe except for his wife, but the kid's crying, and it's again, just a genuine moment. And those are, again, to me, better photos than the ones where they're clearly acting for the shot, right?
Yes. Now, I know you have a number of those, too, with you know, your daughter. When she was a certain age, it was, you know, it was time for funny faces.
Yeah.
My daughter, too. I mean, the one I posted this week was actually the best of the funny faces that she made. Like, she likes to do, she's really a big fan of crossing her eyes.
Yeah, my daughter, too.
And so that creeps my wife out a lot, and so I try not to take those pictures, but, yeah, she's about the same age as this guy's daughter, and my son's 2.5, and he just will not cooperate at all.
Right.
That's it's standard. So I don't know. I don't really have any tips for you right now to deal with that, other than what we've talked about. But we'll deal with that in the future. But my takeaway here is just go with it.
Yeah.
Don't swim upstream in any situation, whether it's a wedding, whether, you know, whatever it is that you're shooting. If it is not what you expect, go with that new thing.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, one tip that I have, especially with kids, is for the most part, by the time your kid's 4, you might have an inclination in terms of what might make them laugh. So so that's the thing. You're trying to get them to pose a smile in my experience, impossible. But getting them to laugh is much easier. And so if you can get them to laugh and laugh heartily, you might have 4 or 5 great photos in there. And you might get that in-between perfect smile, but you'll get the big laugh smile, which is great. And so that would be my tip, is that, you know, be silly, make them laugh, and then you have a much better chance of getting a sort of a genuine looking smile.
Have you ever seen like dad, you must see dads out at, say, Gary Point or something like that, photographing their kids or anywhere around.
Everywhere. This is the world we live in now, right? So,
do you not love it? I love it. I love seeing a dad meltdown.
Oh, the frustration happens, you know, so quickly. I find, and myself as well. I find the problem is with me is I get frustrated not with my own kids shooting their photos because I know what I can and can't get from them, and I know when to mail it in pretty quick if they're not cooperating. But to me, that's the exact thing I try to do is make them laugh. But where I get frustrated is if I do, like, you know, the hockey team photo or the baseball team photo, and there's 10 parents standing around. Mm-hmm. All chirping at their kids to, oh, look over here, and oh, so and so smart. It's game over. I just want to yell at the parents. Everyone, just shut your mouth for 5 seconds, and then we'll get a photo. But they're getting called, and their parents are standing in all different directions. So inevitably, what you get is, you know, kids looking off in all different directions instead of at the camera because of, you know, the parents trying to get them to cooperate. It doesn't, hey, look over here and smile, doesn't work. Not for kids, anyways.
No, not in, oh, not, no, for adults it does, but even then you're going to get some sort of a, people are very aware of their smile and what they're trying to accomplish, and it takes the genuinosity out of the moment.
That's a good word, by the way.
The moment?
Genuinosity.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, it's not the greatest anyways, but no, I do love watching. I love being out because I'm the guy who loses it. I wouldn't say I melt down, but I don't give up as easy as I should always. So I need to take my own advice here and go with it more. Now I do a lot of times just go with it and go, all right, this is going to be you crying. That's it. Like the cover for the show this week, the album cover, is basically my son. I haven't sent you the picture yet, but it's him not really enjoying his ice cream. It's not what I had in mind. I had in mind, you know, like the sunshine, golden sunshine all over the place, and him just perfectly eating like the ice cream cone from the commercial for Carl's Jr. or whatever.
Yeah.
And like that's it. I'm going to have a house full of advertisements, but no, the sky was gray and he was just having none of it. Still eating the ice cream, just crying for no reason at all.
Right.
And so I decided then, I'm going with this. Here you go. You know, sometimes it's just out of spite that I take the picture.
Right.
That's okay too. But you'll find that these photos, when you go with it, again, if you're out shooting a wedding and it starts raining, as it did when I shot your wedding 9 years ago?
More than that? We've already had our 10-year anniversary, so 10 and a half.
Okay. It was pre-digital. I mean, I remember I shot yours on film, but point being is that you got married on like the shortest day of the year almost, and we went outside to take pictures, and it would not stop raining. Like,
right.
Your wedding day was rain, 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 so it was punctuated by everybody had umbrellas.
Mm-hmm.
And so what should we have done? Should I have, you know, pulled the umbrellas away and said, okay, quickly take a shot, and I'll Photoshop out the little raindrops on your jackets and whatnot, or get under the umbrella, we'll take a shot.
Right, I go with the umbrella, yeah.
And that's what we did, and as such, your pictures didn't turn out as well, as nice as it would be in like a golden magic hour photo with the sun setting and the wonderful colors. That didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
However, you still had a pretty good day.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So, again, go with it. And then later on, even though at the time you get home, maybe your pictures, they won't be exactly what you had in mind. You'll be kind of angry. In a couple of years, you will really appreciate them.
I agree.
Okay. Challenge for next week. Adam already hinted at it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the summer solstice, or this year just the solstice, is upon us. The longest day of the year is coming up. So the challenge will be the longest day. Which I feel like we might have done before.
Yeah, I think we have. In a year past, maybe even in 2 years past.
I'm assuming it's around this time. I wouldn't just do it randomly in March.
Yeah.
It would probably be around this time. But
I'm going to say you're probably right.
Let's do it for next week. Okay, Adam, where can people find your photos?
AdamSchwartz.ca. That's it. That's the only thing.
Yeah, no. And then you lead into mine.
Oh, and where can people find yours?
Hey, glad you asked. You can find my stuff at alanatridge.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can find the links, photos, and everything that we just talked about. So, until next week, or 30 seconds from now, get out there and make better photos.